Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Four restarts today. Oh my god, it's hard to start a Odyssey stream, but we are live. Is everyone hearing me well? Let me know in the chat. Tonight is a double program. We will be doing the review of the news here, and I realize that my camera focus is set to automatic. I'm just going to do this little adjustment. And then at 9 p.m., Eastern time, I will be with Richard Spencer on the Substack. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you guys are going to have to subscribe to the Substack or if it's a public stream, but we'll see. He just told me it's with the Substack group, and I don't know. Is it going to be available to everyone? I hope so. At 9 p.m. Eastern time, that's in 2 hours from now. Don't play around with toys that you can't handle. Oh my god, this is so scary. The guy is playing with a grenade. And this seems to be the result of the car. He accidentally opened the grenade, apparently. I wouldn't carry a grenade. I wouldn't hold a grenade. I don't trust these things. Are you kidding me? A little pin of metal keeping it from exploding at all times? I can't believe that there's not more accidents than this. It's a setup, says Crazy Catman. Yeah, you never know with these videos. Is it representing reality or was it an attempt at killing the guy? Maybe. I don't know. Member Carl with special guest JF Gariepi. That's on the radixjournal.substack.com. I've seen the trend towards Substack, and I'm tempted sometimes at Substack, but at the same time, I don't know if it fits my life well. I think there is an expectation on Substack to be very much associated with writing pieces, blog pieces of kinds, and I don't know if I want to do this. First, I don't like the idea. If I'm going to write something, I want it to be a final statement that everyone can refer to and say, oh, look at how JF destroyed this argument. And that can't happen on a Substack because on a Substack, much of the writing is behind the paywall. So I'm not sure if I want to adopt this kind of life. I'd rather talk publicly in video. And when I write something, sell it as a book. That seems to be the model that fits my life better. Andrew Tate seemingly caught on wiretap admitting to money laundering and other crimes. I didn't listen to the audio because it's not available as far as I can see. So it's been translated, so it's in some other language that I don't understand. And the way they translate it is Andrew Tate would have said, as he was wiretapped by the Romanian police, you're not stupid and you can probably guess how I make so much money. I have to hide what I'm really doing. I've been doing this for a long time with a team of girls working on video chat. The company was fake, but this is how I laundered my dirty money. Some of the girls who worked for me, I used them to do other things, to move money or illegal things, documents, etc. Well, that looks bad for Andrew Tate. If this translation is correct, and if this is confirmed in his case that he said these things, that would be a straight-out admission that he's some kind of gangster. So basically all of the public presence of Andrew Tate was all, if that is true, if that is correct, and perhaps it's not true, we'll see. But if that is true, Andrew Tate and his global presence and his exposure he was getting on the internet was all a front for some other activity. Was it drug dealing? I don't know, but it looks like it. So that's why I've always been hesitant at treating what he says as like he's a great philosopher and everything, because I don't feel that at all from him. For him, it seems to have always been a secondary thing. And now you would understand why it would be a front for his real activities. End of the line, Joel says, in one way, at least he was committing alleged fraud in a corrupt country. He will be able to buy some leniency. Yeah, I mean, committing fraud in Romania is like mining ice in the North Pole. Go away, says JF. What do you think of the G in top G stands for? The top guy, I guess, the top girl, the top gangster, the top G, the chilling with the G's. Dr. Dead Name says, I think if he embarrassed the government, they will prosecute him to make a point. Well, given the level of corruption in Romania, in all Eastern countries, they will pursue him if they don't like him, and if they have advantage at doing so because they have foreign pressure to do so. So yes, I mean, in a corrupt country, it doesn't mean they don't go after criminals. It just means they arbitrarily choose who is on the side of criminals, and they pick the criminals they go after. Micronova sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, it's all just braggadocio until the pigs find physical evidence of crimes. Yeah, well, that would be physical evidence. I mean, you mean he could make the case that he was just bragging? Well, the thing is, all of these girls, they're going to be easy to get as witnesses, potentially. You know, if he's locked in and if he cannot intimidate them outside, some of the girls that did this reporting of him to the police could very well provide insight into what does that mean. Girls carrying illegal stuff, using them to carry illegal stuff. I mean, it's always this. There are so many cases of girls being recruited through love and through influence to being the carriers of illegal stuff just because girls pass better. People don't expect a little girl to be a chief of drug trafficking. So they are the perfect subject for that kind of stuff and the perfect target. The classic gaming stream will be happening on Saturday. I'm preparing everything. I've set up a Windows 95 installation so that we can play Red Alert. And man, the answers on the survey, people are taking this seriously. I asked on a survey yesterday, and it's in a pinned comment. If you want the link, it's in a pinned comment on the Odyssey video of yesterday. And you get the chance to vote for the games you'd like me to play. We had 166 answers. That is fascinating to me. That I thought I would get 5 or 6 survey answers, but you guys have been taking this seriously. And look at the diversity. People want all of the games, basically. But those that come out as the favorite ones, Nintendo 64 GoldenEye, Super Mario 64. A lot of people have written in other suggestions that I will consider, since they were not part of the... I will consider playing a couple of these other suggestions. Command and Conquer Red Alert, Doom, SimCity, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, SNES Legend of Zelda, Grand Theft Auto 1, Command and Conquer, Super Mario World on the SNES, The Legend of Zelda on Nintendo, Mega Man X, Day of the Tentacle. I'm surprised that Day of the Tentacle is scoring well, because it's a game that few people know, but it's a fucked up game. I remember being unsettled by the bizarre game mode that it is. Final Fantasy 3, Gran Turismo 2, Secret of Mana, Final Fantasy 1. I'll be picking among the top choices. I might play 4 or 5 games. I don't know how much time we'll have. Depends on how deep we go into every game. But I've been working hard on making a system with Windows 95 with DOS and having the emulators for NES, SNES. And it's a lot of work to configure these things so that they come out good on screen. They don't necessarily all come super quick. You have to set things up so that you get good video and good flow of the performance. Purple Tuna says, Jeff, my 5-day fast caused my lips to not be dry anymore and I sleep better. You could try it to see if it helps with your throat. You have nothing to lose. I have 5 days of eating to lose. But yeah, I mean, I've been doing fasting regularly, so it's not impossible. I didn't know that there were streams about people addicted to gambling on crypto. This guy is one of these gambling addicts who believes that he has found a way to combat the system of randomness. And it's, you bet $200 on a coin flip. If you lose, you bet $400. If you lose, you bet $800. If you lose, you bet $1,600. And you do this until you win once. And you're sure that once you get to the win, you're sure that you're going to be in profit. The problem of this being, of course, random as its way to align a series of losses on you, and doing this in the long run, you will be faced with a massive loss. And here he is faced with a massive loss. Look at this. He starts by betting 200, and I'm impressed at how quick it goes. Look at this.
One more. Ouch. Owie. Owie.
400.
What am I doing?
800.
What am I doing? Oh my god, I'm done. What am I doing?
And there you go. In 5 seconds, he went up from $50. So he has $1,700 in his account. He does $50.
Ouch.
Lose. $100, lose. $200, lose. $400, lose. $800, lose.
What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh my god, I'm done. What am I doing? I'm actually a chronic addict, bro. No. What the fuck just happened? Fuck! I'm done. I'm so done streaming. I'm so done. At minus 1,505, I'm fucking done. Stream is over, bro. I'm such in a bad mood. Fuck! One more.
I was thinking this whole generation is unfortunately being rewarded for pathological behavior on stream. You know, his emotionality here probably gathered some audience sympathy, and they are kind of they're incentivized at having unhealthy behavior. I find this very sad for this generation. Grapes Coda says you threw away hundreds of dollars. John Drake says gambling's for fools, but he doesn't want to live forever. Well, yeah, too bad. So Matt Taibbi has released the Twitter files this afternoon. Twitter files number 14, and I'm now a member of Twitter, so I can read those things without having the reduced Twitter interface, and I can even retweet the Twitter files and like the Twitter files, as I was telling many times to Elon Musk in my show in the last few weeks. I was telling him, if you want your Twitter files to be popular, unban those people who would talk about the Twitter files. We have been banned so that the mainstream media would have an advantage on us. And he unbanned me. And by the way, our campaign for general amnesty is going well. a total of 3 people from the list that I have gathered and that I have published on Twitter. A total of 3 people have already been unbanned. Ryan Dawson was unbanned 10 hours after I posted about it. Jones Loka, who had been on the show, this man from Finland, he has been unbanned. And another guy, Ron Doppler or something like this, also unbanned from my list. All of them about 10 hours after I had posted my demands. So I'm wondering, is Twitter watching? Is Twitter following my list and going through it? I would love for it to be the case. Micronova says, I'm gambling on JF reading this comment. Well, see, you don't have to gamble. Papa JF always reads the super chat. Sam says, Dawson is unbanned. Yeah, Ryan Dawson is back on Twitter. He sent me a DM and was celebrating his return. Jones Loka is in the chat. He also was unbanned. That is so beautiful. Go away says, I watch JF streams to hear about his fasting because I am an ex-anorexic and it is therapeutic to live vicariously through him rather than damage my body. Is this pathological behavior on the part of JF? Sometimes you have these obvious trolls. Go away. You can do finer than this. End of the line, Joel says, forget about Schindler's list. It's all about JF's list, dude. Yes, maybe one day there will be a movie about JF's list. Liberate the JF list. So the Twitter files number 14, what do we learn? It's something very specific for someone who's interested in Democrat lies, but it's interesting. It's that Democrat politicians were constantly pushing Twitter to say, you have Russian accounts. You have Russian accounts. They are controlling the discourse in America. And the autists at Twitter, despite the fact that they are extremely leftist, I guess they're kind of on the autistic side a little bit. They were like, no, we looked through our whole website. There's no evidence of any Russians. There's no evidence of any Russian accounts memeing, controlling the election, changing the course of the trending. There's none of this. It's like we found 2 accounts and they had a couple of followers. We deleted them, but they have had no impact. It all looks very organic, what's happening. And the Twitter politicians were basically saying to them, no, you don't understand. There are Russian trolls on Twitter. And the Twitter people didn't get it. Basically, the Democrats have decided 2 or 3 years ago that they would go against all of their opponents, the right wing of America, and they would all call them Russians. They would all make this fallacious jump, this association that doesn't exist. And the Twitter people were constantly not in it because they were like, we don't see any evidence of Russian trolls controlling the internet as you want us to say. But why I titled Twitter knew, it's that Twitter knew this, and yet they have decided in private, through private discussion in the company, they have decided to remain silent on this, while the Democrat politicians were telling us on CNN, on MSNBC, on The Hill, they were pushing this whole Russiagate narrative, this whole narrative that Russia is trying to influence the election through Twitter influence operations and Facebook influence operations. So the decision that happened within Twitter then was, let's shut up about it. Let's let them do the lie. Don't deny it. And that's another way in which sometimes social media shows its double standard and changes the game. They will aggressively go after any claim of the right wing. They will even seek to censor it so that you don't get to see the claim at all. But when it's a false claim that they know is false on the left, they don't go after it. They say, oh, let's be strategic here. Let's just not talk about it. Let them do their lies. Let them trend on Twitter about this fantasy that they have that Russia is interfering in the elections. We're just going to let it happen. While there were people within Twitter saying, hey, should we say something about this? I mean, it's a big lie. And the decision was, no, we say nothing. Doubting Thomas says, JF, regarding Twitter's issue with revenue, why do they allow corporations to have free accounts? They get free advertising / marketing, free customer service and interaction. Platform and Twitter gets nothing out of it. It's not even like people go on Twitter to follow these corporations. I agree with you. And by the way, I've been complaining in the last few days that I was barred from having a blue check mark for 30 days because my account had been inactive through ban. You know what? They removed the block. And so I'm going to be able to have an account, to have a blue check mark, not in 30 days, but in 3 days, according to this. Look at this, blue subscribers with a verified phone number will get a blue check mark once approved. And so now when I click on it, they don't have the 30-day wait period anymore. It's now a 3-day wait period. So amazing, amazing that Twitter has listened to me. I don't know. Are they listening to the show or is just a random thing that they decided to remove? But I complained about it and Twitter made some move. I will be able to have my blue check mark in 3 days. 3 days would be from the time I changed my profile picture because it was the old profile picture. That might be tomorrow. That might be in 2 days from now. Go away, says JF. Thomas says everyone has that check mark now. Yes, and I will wear it proudly with the people. I'd much rather have that check mark than the other check mark, which is a stamp of belonging to the system. And yes, I hope that it's successful. I hope that everyone wants to put $10, $8 a month to support free speech. Just this. That's all. To say to Elon, look, you changed the world, and we're going to reward you with monthly payments. I totally hope, and yes, I do hope that there's some system where Elon can cash in on corporations. I've been thinking, I would encourage Mama JF. I think it's the right moment, Mama JF, if you want to start your bone broth association. Now that I'm unbanned from Twitter, they might be more tolerant if we have the same IP, if we connect from the same computers. They might not be alarmed. They might not consider it spam anymore. Hopefully they don't. So it would be perfect to start your bone broth promotion association. And yeah, why doesn't Elon charge to these corporate accounts, a certain amount, $5-$10 a month? That would be... Oh, Mama JF says it's the bone broth awareness society. I mean, I can totally see this scoring 100,000 retweets within the first month. A good picture or a nice video of a gigantic bone broth casserole. I don't see this not catching up on Twitter. John Drake says, it seems that the decision maker at Twitter has their heat to JFG tonight. Yes, it does seem. Go away says, JF, isn't that falling in their duty to shareholders? If people are saying your platform is full of bots and you have evidence that it is not the case, don't you have a duty to shareholders to deny these claims? Could former shareholders sue former Twitter management? They could, in theory, but I think it's too much of a long shot and I don't see it happening. Especially since Elon Musk overbought and bought above the threshold of the market price the stock. So it would eventually, even if they were successful in a court of law, it would eventually be hard to make a case that there are effective damage that have occurred. Unless the person was forced to sell their stock before getting the Elon Musk compensation. Then if they sold at a lower price, they might have a case. Breaking, the SEC is suing Gemini and Genesis for offering unregistered securities to retail investors through lending programs. Take your Bitcoin off crypto lenders. Well, take your Bitcoins off of everything. Bitcoin has been increasing in price today, probably linked to everything increasing in price due to the inflation announcement. I don't think that we will never drop again. I think there may be a drop coming. Personally, anyways, the vast majority of the amount of assets I have is in hard storage Bitcoin of the highest security. So I'm not going to sell them. I'm not going to be worried or be panicked about it. But I think there will be a good occasion to buy Bitcoin within the next few months. Disruptive science has declined and no one knows why. I think I may have talked about this article before, but I had it in my tab still. Yeah, no one knows why. Bro, the entire system of science is controlled by old scientists who absolutely don't want to see their contribution to science be outdated or replaced by something better. So there's no place for revolutionary science in the current scientific system, because you have to please peer reviewers, and the peer reviewers will be people very close to your field who have a vested interest in their findings, which they're still attached to, not being changed. DK Shadow says, science advances one funeral at a time. Yes, that is a very nice saying. I love it. And as far as disruptive science, well, even if you have alternative systems than the peer review system, like books, but they are looked down upon, and so there's no interest for anyone to develop disruptive science. You will be punished on every front. Kentar says, science is besieged by boomers and leftists alike. That's another thing. A lot of what could be disruptive would be too disruptive for the leftist mentality. They are convinced that if certain truths get out, you will end up with a destabilized society. And so there's just no way to get there. Interestingly, Eric Weinstein has asked the question, apparently, on what seems to be Twitter, or Andrew England was quoting him. What can't you question? Specifically, what is the most important or most bizarre things that you are discouraged from even questioning by catastrophic loss of status, damage to your reputation, and or loss of family income? Sometimes, you know, Eric Weinstein asks an open question of that kind, where I'm like, is he kidding me? Is he really asking this question? He knows the answer. I know the answer. Everyone knows the answer. The question that leads to catastrophic loss of status, damage to your reputation, and or loss of family income is the question of Jewish power, the question touched upon by Ye and by others. And I'm like, are these questions serious? Like just like when he started asking, who's behind Jeffrey Epstein? Is it Russia? Is it France? Is it China? I actually sent a DM back then to Eric Weinstein saying, bro, I don't know if you're, I didn't say bro, but basically what I was telling him was along the lines of, bro, I don't know if you're kidding, but Jeff Epstein was an agent of Israel. And so, yeah, he ended up deleting somehow. He ended up deleting this question, perhaps because he didn't like the answers he was getting. But Andrew England has asked, "Hey, Eric Weinstein, why did you delete this?" Good question, Eric. Why did you delete this? And Taryn McCabe was reporting a discussion where Eric Weinstein says, some truths have to be thrown outside society so that it can work. Racism, people are unequal, is one such truth. Eric agree, and this is Taryn McCabe's description of the discussion of Eric Weinstein with Andrew Marantz. And he says Eric agrees that populations separated by geography and having different societies are not guaranteed to have the same traits, genes, IQ. But Eric says he does not want to know about this because it violates the racism narrative. So here we have someone who has chosen to go against the truth for moral, liberal presuppositions about the world. very worrying because the way you pick these taboo subjects, like I could pick five or six taboo subjects, and if you let me impose these as taboo subjects of all society, I could win. I could win politically. I could make my right-wing ideas advance. Like, imagine I make taboo the idea that we should seek equality. I just arbitrarily make it so that anyone who talks about even a desire or an idea of perhaps trying to reach equality is canceled. That just that one idea would make society much more right-wing. So with specific chosen taboos, if you can impose them by force onto a society, there's parts of the political spectrum that you will not be able to attain. You will not have a good ground to push certain ideas, and you will automatically drift toward other ideas. The fact that we can't talk about the question of race and the question of power is a leftist selected taboo for defending leftist ideological advancement in our society. And that's a sickness of our current society that if we don't resolve, we will keep drifting and drifting and drifting. Dr. Deadname says, who is qualified to decide the taboo? Who could be trusted with that power? Exactly, no one should. And that's the whole idea of a truly free perspective on civilization, which people like Weinstein obviously have drifted away from. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. If you want to send Odyssey super chats, you will have to add a payment method in your Odyssey account. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. And if you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis, someone was communicating with me today in DM. He wanted to join to give me a monthly donation. Odyssey still does not offer to Canadian creators to have a join channel option. So sorry about this. I cannot have a join button until they make it available to Canadian creators, but you have the Subscribestar option and the Patreon option. Crazy Catman has just published the links in the chat, and they are also in the description below. Decision to arm ourselves or arm Ukraine. Navy Secretary admits crisis in U.S. defense stockpiles. The leader of the U.S. Navy has admitted that the question of dwindling U.S. arms stockpiles in the rush to arm Ukraine, which now stands at over $100 billion in defense aid and counting, is dire enough that some tough, unprecedented decisions are coming, which shocked a group of reporters this week. We could face a decision of whether to arm ourselves, or arm Ukraine. It's interesting that we're reaching that point. Carlos says that's bullshit. Maybe it is, but it indicates that within the military industrial complex, there is starting to be an idea that perhaps we shouldn't give infinite amounts of money to Ukraine. That is already a progress. I want to say that it's bullshit just like you, because everything that comes from this domain is all lies, and it's always been lies for decades, but it shows an openness. It shows that are they planning to just get more money? Maybe. Maybe, John Drake. If that is so, I hope that the politicians would say, no, you don't get more money, you make the choice, and therefore you stop arming Ukraine and start arming America. Or just don't arm at all. Just reduce the effectives, reduce these freaking costs that are nonsensical. DK Shadow says, exactly as planned, empty our stockpiles, and now it needs to be refilled. Oh yeah, and the company that produced these weapons will be so happy. AG Garland appoints a special prosecutor to probe Biden's classified docs mishandling. So Joe Biden, with his documents that were seen in a garage with his Corvette, apparently they were just in a box, but it's that they went so hard against Trump for having these classified documents at home that they can't afford but to do anything else than apply the same level of critique and the same level of investigatory power to this case, because or else it looks unfair. But personally, you know, I don't care about presidents holding classified files. I think that in both cases, it's all political nitpicking and finding troubles. But the fact that they tried to pull it so hard on Trump is now what obligates them to make it look like they're actually caring about it when it's Biden that does it. But they don't care, let's be honest. FDA vaccine advisors are disappointed and angry that early data about new COVID-19 booster shot wasn't presented for review last year. Well, the time to say that would have been last year. Like, if you're telling, they're saying, oh my God, we would have liked to have this data. Well, it's your job to say we don't approve until we see this data. Because of course, When the pharmaceutical companies produce these vaccines, they do a little study, and they will only report the results that is to their interest. If the results are saying, oh, we blocked hospitalization and severe disease, but then the results say, oh, we didn't block infection, well, they're not going to talk to you about this. They're going to say, oh, look, we are stopping hospitalization. It was your job as scientists back then to say, hey, that's not standard. Vaccines are expected to help fight societally the transmission of the virus. And so we need data about the transmission of the virus after the vaccine. Some vaccine advisors to the federal government say they are disappointed and angry that Moderna didn't present a set of infection data on the company's new COVID booster shot during meetings last year when the advisors discussed whether the shot should be authorized and made available to the public. That data suggested the possibility that the updated booster might not be any more effective at preventing COVID-19 infections than the original shots. The data was early and had many limitations, but several advisors told CNN that they were concerned about a lack of transparency. Well, you deserve lack of transparency. You acted in every way like you were a yes man of pharmaceuticals at the FDA. There was all sorts of anti-vax activists that was warning these people, don't vote for it, don't vote for it. And they were always coming with 14 votes for the vaccine, 12 votes for the vaccine. So you didn't question, you didn't ask for further information. The fact that you're coming a year later to tell us, oh my God, I can't believe they hid this information from us. That was your responsibility to ask about it. Micronova sends a super chat. He says, you know, leftist regimes use special prosecutors to maintain control with a friendly person to protect their guy. Oh yeah, special prosecutors. The stated purpose of it is to have a dedicated prosecutor that only concentrate on this, and he's been kind of guarded against any political interference, and he's been given kind of a carte blanche in terms of how much resource he needs and how long his investigation would be. That is the stated purpose, but they are extremely political beasts, and there's not much that they can do to restore the fairness of the system, because even when Durham went after a handful of lies that, you know, he had caught Democrats on some lies, but he's stuck in Washington, D.C. He has extremely disfavorable juries when he's going after people from the D.C. universe. So there's not much they can do. Even if they were very good special prosecutors, it's all way too political for them to be efficient. Mark says, JF, how I sleep knowing my enemies are vaccinated? I don't know. How do you sleep? Knowing that the medical fascists have the disadvantage of all having been vaccinated, I sleep like a baby. I sleep very well about it. Dino Legovic sends a super chat. He says, JF, I missed the beginning of the show yesterday. The Peterson tweet regarding Gaston and Wise Beauties is a reference to Beauty and the Beast, the animated Disney movie from the 90s. It's probably the last decent Disney movie. Has good music and French accents too. Okay, I didn't understand the Beauty and the Beast reference, but still. My question from yesterday remains. When he has a picture of Andrew Tate on his tweet, and he's saying that Wise Beauties are aware that they would think better than go with him, basically. That seems to me like it's a reference to his daughter, that his daughter is a wise beauty and didn't stay with the evil Andrew Tate. Mama JF asks, Carlos Killface, how many wives do you have? Whoa, 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 whoa. I believe that polygamy is illegal. I don't think that Carlos Killface has many wives. That would be illegal unless he lives in some country where it's not. John Gabriel says, you know who else liked gas ovens? Oh my God, that is a good joke. Holy shit. I can't believe that we're back on the internet where we can enjoy a good joke like this on Twitter. We've been oppressed from making jokes like this for 4 or 5 years. I mean, I feel liberated. I'm just on Twitter and I see a good gas oven joke. That feels good. So here, Go Away says, I don't get it. The thing is that the Democrats have been going after gas stoves in the last 2 or 3 days, because Joe Biden is thinking about banning gas stoves from America because of CO2 emissions and whatever. So when John Gabriel says, you know who else liked gas ovens? He's talking about the Nazis. And he is kind of funnily giving an argument in a comedic fashion, an exaggerated fashion. He is giving an argument to Democrats saying, see all these Republicans defending their gas stoves? Those are just like the Nazis. He is making a comedic reference to the tendency of Democrats to always call the right-wingers Nazis. By saying, you know who else liked the gas oven? So that is the joke. Dead Star says, really, JF? Well, I think it's a great joke, isn't it? I mean, it may be a leftist joke, but it's a great joke. I always enjoy a joke about Nazis, no matter what side of the political spectrum it comes from. PC bust cycle will last until 2024. The PC bust cycle will extend well into 2023 and might not see a turnaround until 2024. The pandemic era demand has mostly evaporated as consumers and companies delay purchases. The hangover for the PC market has been well underway. Worldwide, the shipments of PCs fell 29% in the fourth quarter from a year ago. Well, it's okay. There's always a cycle, and you know, we're in a bear market of the Bitcoin. The computers that we bought many years ago are still very good. We shouldn't always be, as a society, running for the newest and the newest and the little gain of performance. I like, when I change computer, I like to have a massive generational improvement on the performance. You know, I switch from Core 2 Duo to Super Performance i9 832 64 processors, whatever it is. And I think that's great. Stray's Channel says, still 2,500 CAD for an RTX 4090. Yeah, I see that the prices are kind of stuck. And there are moments of the computer industry where you have these major advances and you see all of the prices compressed down. And there are other moments where I have the impression that if I was to rebuy all of the material for this computer, which I bought in 2018, 19, so 4 years ago, at least, maybe five, I think it would cost roughly the same thing, not so much. Tillman says, JF, you explaining the joke made it even funnier. Yeah, this is not the first time it happens. It seems that I am extremely detailed in the way I try to explain jokes, and it gives a whole new layer of humor to it. Just the level of detail that I perceive in the joke is a joke in and of itself. Seattle's dangerous homeless camps keep catching on fire. Holy shit, these homeless encampments are systematic sources of trouble for Seattle and for all of the states and cities who are hosting them. What happens is, let's just say they're trying to heat up a can of Spam or whatever they're making for dinner, and they create a fire, and while they have a fire heating up their dinner, they pass out because of excessive drug use and lack of sleep. Well, they're not gonna wake up. So then these fires get started, whether it's in a building or it's in a tent or a group of tents, and it's off to the races. Which is why, the whole idea of people having their property and paying the price of their own errors is a great thing. I've said it to our friend Joseph Cotto many years ago. There is a problem with a society that has nothing to lose, and these homeless people there, even if their stuff catches fire, they will get new stuff very soon, and the state will pay for them to be somewhere else safe. That's not good. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, if you had $2,000 to buy a laptop, what would you buy? I would simply go on Newegg, and I would check the laptop category. I would restrict the range of price between 1,900 and 2,100, and then I would click on Show Deals first, and I would look for any Asus laptop that is within that range of price, that is also a deal for that week, so that I get a slightly better computer that was meant to be sold a couple hundred above. And I would simply take the one that's available. That's how it's done. Good shopping at Newegg. I am not sponsored by them. I'm not making a paid advertisement here, but I've been buying so much from them across the years. We have basically in this house, with all of my security system, audio system, computer, the computers for the family, we have about 8 or 9 computer systems in this house. And the server also for the MP3s. They basically 95% of what I have in terms of computer material comes from Newegg. It's a fascinating website. I don't know. There's a newegg.ca, but I guess that you guys in the US must have your equivalent, newegg.com, I guess. But Newegg has been perfect. Micronova says AMD is about to drop Phoenix laptops with very power efficient GPUs. AMDs, I've been looking at them, and I've been having an AMD in the golden era of AMD. But since Intel kind of won the computational power race, I've always been with Intel, and I don't need a second grade computer. I need a good first grade computer. I'm willing to pay a little more. Dr. Deadname says JF has polar bear security up there in the Arctic Circle. The polar bears, use the polar bears to your advantage, and you shall save a lot of money. A father was filming a guy stealing stuff, and amazingly, the guy, as he steals stuff, he runs into the police as he gets out of the Walmart or whatever that is. He has stacked a lot of coats that he intends to steal.
Quick smile.
Now he sees that the police is there, so he tries to act stupid and drops the coats. And he tries to be like, oh, I'm just waiting here. And he's getting arrested. Not worth it, not worth it to steal, my friends. Roads are racist. Everything is racist, even roads. It is why roads must be dug up and converted to foot and bicycle paths, which are more equitable since you do not need to own a car to be able to use those. Well, that is how you induce a regression of society. Taibbi says that America needs truth and reconciliation on Russiagate. A new thread today in the Twitter files is about a fake news story from early 2018. So that's what I covered earlier, the fake Russian bot story of the Democrats. And this is a constant theme in the files. In addition to revelations about FBI censorship, shadow banning, Pentagon use of fake accounts, and suppression of true information about issues like COVID, the Twitter emails regularly expose the wide delta between what we were told about foreign threats and what a major platform seeing the raw data knew. And that is why today's show is called Twitter Knew. They knew it was all bullshit. They stayed silent in front of it. Former employees sue ESPN after being fired for COVID vaccine refusal. I hope that this is successful. Because of all the protestation we see against the vaccine mandate, I'm very unsatisfied by the legal victories. You know, we have a handful of legal victories, but I would like more resistance to develop a legal precedent so that it never happens again. And at this point, I'm not yet sure that it will never happen again. I'm not sure we have established clearly in America that you can't vaccinate employees against their will and threaten them with losing their jobs. Just to give you an idea, you can't administer an IQ test to an employee. That's considered too invasive. To administer an IQ test, you have no permanent damage induced by IQ test. There's no way the IQ test will kill you. And yet you can force vaccinate your employees or they lose their job. This is scandalous to me. Why isn't it the case that any sort of invasiveness of IQ test, any legal argument in line with IQ tests wouldn't work at least 10 times better in the case of the vaccine? I'm fiberglassed by this. I am glassed with fibers. JP Morgan tricked into paying $175 million for a startup, which had millions of fake customers, bank claims. JP Morgan Chase on Thursday shuttered the website for a college financial aid platform that it paid $175 million for, and is suing the 30-year-old founder for allegedly fabricating nearly 4 million fake user accounts. Oh my god, a young computer geek creates a fake platform, creates fake engagement, creates 4 million fake user accounts, and basically he gets $175 million. From JP Morgan. Oh no, okay, I say he, but he's a she. Charlie Javis, well, is that a girl? Does look like a girl. How does a girl generate 4 million fake user accounts? Where's the programmer there? I mean, to generate 4 million fake accounts, you don't do that in a PowerPoint. You need a bot, you need a program, you need coding. Anyways, there might have been people collaborating with her. Nas says she went to university in Tel Aviv. I don't know about her. I don't know about her story. Last news item before I close this show, because in 1 hour from now, I will be with Richard Spencer on his show. Grocery stores in NYC may lock up food due to rampant theft. This Costco is now completely sold out of eggs. 2020 was toilet paper. 2023 is going to be a run on eggs. Get yours now. Part of this avian flu and reduce numbers production. Well, eggs are not a problem for me because I buy them directly from our farmer friends who directly have the chicken that produce them. And so you guys in the US have had a shortage of eggs. I certainly don't have a shortage of eggs. Yesterday I just bought 12 dozen. I like to buy them in batches of 12 dozen, and they are beautiful. They are really big. NAS says there are tons of software libraries for generating fake data for testing purposes. Maybe she used this. All right, I'm going to cut the show tonight because I have a discussion with Richard Spencer in an hour from now, and I want to rest my voice a little bit. So thank you so much for being with me tonight, and join me in 1 hour from now. Subscribe to my Discord, Telegram, Twitter, Gab, and I will be posting on all these platforms the link, if it's a live link, if it's available to the public. In 1 hour from now, I'll be speaking with Richard. Kenter says, Richard the Censor Spencer. Is that how you call it? That sounds pretty badass. It almost makes me like censorship, the way it rhymes with his name, the Censor Spencer. Thank you.